ABC Radio Australia.
Well, another of Papua New Guinea's provincial leaders is calling on the government to recruit police reinforcements from overseas in an effort to reduce the rate of lawlessness in the country. The governor of Oro Province, Gary Juffa, has added his voice to a long-standing call from the governor of Enga, Sir Peter Ipatus. And now, together, they're urging the national leadership to seek international assistance from Australia and elsewhere in the face of a worsening law and order situation. Carolyn Tiriman reports.
For the past 25 years, Enga's governor, Sir Peter Ipatas, has been calling on the PNG government to ask the government in Canberra to allow Australian federal police officers to work alongside their PNG counterparts in combating the rising crime rate. Now, he's been joined by Oro's governor, Gary Juffa, who is the chairman of the Public Sector Reform Committee, and he says all too often it is women and children who are targeted by criminals.
Not a day goes by without some incident taking place that each and every one of us witness. And then you read about these terrible events such as sorcery-related killings and tortures that are taking place, and mainly vulnerable women kidnapped and tortured in a horrific way by groups of mainly men who claim that these women are sorcerers and witches. Then there is the escalation in the abuse of children and the horrible violent crimes committed against women. There was recently a protest that took place at the University of Papua New Guinea where female students protested at this situation in their university, you know, where they are supposed to be safe and learning. They are being harassed and mistreated and becoming victims of violent crimes. And even at that protest, they were attacked. And whilst journalists were there, journalists were attacked by males there, some of whom are students. When this is happening, you have to start really wondering where we are going as a nation. I mean, you look at the statistics in regards to crimes that are, you know, recorded, registered, and investigated. You've got one policeman handling about 30, 40 crimes that he is having to investigate. He has no vehicles. He has no computers even or resources to be able to attend to each and every one of these crimes effectively. We need to address this. Governor Ipatas has been calling for this for a long time. In fact, as long as I believe he has been in Parliament, which is 25 years, and he keeps calling for it, I think it's time that we all join hands with him, we who are elected officials, and we all admit that we have problems. It can be done. We have partners who are willing to assist us. There is Australia, there is New Zealand, there is the US, and many other countries that will, you know, assist us. All we have to do is ask and put in place the arrangements that are needed to have them in this country working along our police force so that we may rebuild our police force and we can establish effective law and order.
Monica Anita, a mother and community leader in Port Moresby, says she fully supports the governor's calls.
As a woman with kids living in the city in Port Moresby, this call is timely and it's absolutely needed at this very time. Because of the COVID-19 and because of the current economic status that we have, you know, our kina is not doing well against all the other currencies around the world. And so many issues that is currently happening that is becoming an opportunity for the young unemployed youth, especially the guys. The place has gone from bad to worse. And our police officers, one police officer to like 200-300 people, this is crazy. And for women and children living in Moresby, it's very frightening. Even I'm driving my own car, when I'm stopping at the traffic light, I'm making sure that nobody is, you know, coming to tap on the glass and put a gun or a knife at me, you know, to tell me to get my bag out of the car. And you can imagine that what must be the woman and the children, they catch public motor vehicle, and the drivers and the buskers cannot do anything. There are people, young men, thugs, groups of 5 to 6, they catch a bus, and then they sit, you know, they sit everywhere. But they have a body language that they signal. If they see a woman that is coming alone, they signal to snatch a bag and pull a mobile phone, a purse, and so many things. Like, women are not safe standing in the bus stop area to wait for a bus because anybody, a young man or somebody, opportunist will come and snatch the bag and even get a knife and chop their fingers or do some, you know, crazy things, unimaginable things.
Governor Jufa says the police service in PNG is hugely under-resourced and something must be done now to improve things. I ask him about which areas he would like to see international police working in.
Well, I would like them to work in, you know, in all aspects of policing while we overhaul and rebuild and restructure the entire police force in the country. We have an outdated police force that needs to be rebuilt and modernized. And we have an aging force with many of our police officers now retiring and leaving, you know, the force, and we need to fill those gaps. We also have specialist areas such as transnational crimes, such as organized crime, such as forensics, you know, cyber crimes. These are areas that require specialist type of training and experience. We need to be able to learn how to investigate, prosecute these type of crimes, as well as look at how modern policing is carried out in other parts of the world and adopt those policies, those types of policing methods and ideas. And, you know, we just need help everywhere, really.
Gary Jufa, the governor of PNG's Oro province, and the reporter there was Carolyn Tiraman. And Pacific Beat asked PNG's police minister for a response to the calls.